The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 5, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 7th, 2014, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Antakale chamam evya.
Antakale chamam evya.
Smaran muktva kalevaram.
Smaran muktva kalevaram.
Yah prayati samadbhavam.
Yah prayati samadbhavam.
Yati nasht yatra sangshayah.
Yati nasht yatra sangshayah.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Purport. In this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quits his body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious is also the purest of the pure. The word smaran, remembering, is important. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Therefore, one should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. If one wants to achieve success at the end of his life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. Therefore, one should constantly, incessantly chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has advised that one be as tolerant as a tree, tavor eva sahishnuna. There may be so many impediments for a person who is chanting Hare Krishna. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, one should continue to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, so that at the end of one's life, one can have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada makes it very simple.
Prabhupada viską padaro labai paprasta.
If you want to be successful in life, you have to chant Hare Krishna.
Reikia kartoti Hare Krishna.
How much should you chant?
Kiek jūs kartojat?
16 rounds a day?
16 ratų kiekvieną dieną?
No.
Ne.
That's just the beginning.
Čia tik pradžiai.
16 rounds just getting warmed up.
Tik apšilimas.
Prabhupada says you should chant incessantly, constantly.
Šilo Prabhupada sako, reikia kartoti nuolat, be perstojo.
There's one letter actually he wrote like that.
Yra toks šios Prabhupados parašytas laiškas.
Some boys in Japan.
Į vienam vaikinui iš Japonijos.
He told them to always chant.
Ir jisai patarė jam nuolat kartoti.
When you're taking your bath.
Ar tu maudysi.
When you're walking down the street.
Ar eini gatve.
When you're riding the bus.
Ar važiuoji autobusu.
When you're doing something with your hands.
Dirbi savo rankomis.
So I read that letter, I'm thinking, that's a little heavy. I mean, I've finished my rounds. Can I just stop there?
Ir perskaitęs pagalvojau, na, aš jau savo ratus sukartojau, negi dar to negana, negi dar reikia kartoti.
So I was thinking, why don't I try this? Try chanting, at least chant some more, you know, just chant here and there, keep the mantra going.
Ir nusprendžiau pabandyti kartoti daugiau.
My mind was objecting, no, Sankarshan Das, don't you dare do that to me. I've tolerated 16 rounds, but don't you dare try to impose any more on me. My mind was complaining, you see.
Protas barėsi, ne, jau aš klausiau tuos 16 ratų, negi dar reikės klausyti.
So what does Prabhupada say you should do with your mind?
Bet ką Šila Prabhupada sako, ką reikia daryti su savo protu?
Ignore it.
Tiesiog ignoruot.
So when your mind says, don't chant Hare Krishna, you have to ignore your mind.
Ir kai jūsų protas sako nekartoti, jį reikia tiesiog ignoruoti.
My dear mind, I don't care if you say don't chant Hare Krishna. I'm not listening to you anymore.
Brangus mano protė, man daugiau nebirūpi, ką tu sakai. Aš tavęs neklausysiu.
I have been your slave for millions of births, and where is it getting me?
Jau milijonus metų buvau tavo vergu, ir kur mane tai privedė?
One body after another body after another body.
Aš tik galvoju vieną kūną po kitą.
So I'm not going to listen to you, mind, anymore. You're not my guru anymore, mind.
Viskas protė, dabar tu jau nebe mano guru.
Now my guru is Prabhupada, and those who purely preach the message of Srila Prabhupada, they are now my gurus.
Dabar mano guru yra Srila Prabhupada ir tie, kurie tikrai atstovauja jo žinią.
That's where I'm taking my guidance now, you see.
Čia aš priimsiu pamokymus.
So the fact is, if you will increase your chanting of Hare Krishna as much as you possibly can,
ir faktas yra tas, kad jeigu jūs kartosite Hare Krishna mantras kiek įmanoma daugiau,
magic will happen.
Stebuklai vyks stebuklai.
Your heart will melt.
Širdis jūsų išsilydys.
You'll actually find yourself falling in love with Krishna's name.
Jūs pamatysite, kaip įsimylėsite Krishna's vardą.
The more you chant it, the more you chant the holy name. Because the name is enchanting. The more you chant it, the more you will become enchanted. And the more you're enchanted with Krishna, the less you'll be enchanted with your current lover. Maya Devi.
Mažiau jūs kerės Maya Devi kerai.
The present time we have a love affair with Maya, you see.
Dabar mes esam iki ausų įsimylėję Maya Devi.
We're very attached to Maya.
Mes labai esame prie jos prisirišę.
She's been our lover for millions of births.
Milijonus gyvenimų jinai yra mūsų mylimoji.
But now we're breaking up with Maya.
Bet dabar mes išsiskirt norim su ja.
Sorry, Maya Devi, the love affair is over.
Atleisk, mieloji Maya. Bet mūsų santykiai.
Now Krishna is my object of love.
Dabar mano mylimasis Krishna.
That beautiful Krishna.
Šitas nuostabus gražus Krishna.
That powerful Krishna.
Tas galingasis Krishna.
That renounced Krishna.
Tas visiškai atsižadėjęs.
That all-knowing Krishna.
Visa žinantis Krishna.
That all wealthy Krishna.
Pats turtingiausias Krishna.
And that all famous Krishna.
Ir pats žymiausias Krishna.
That's where my heart goes now, my Lord.
Mano širdis eina pas jį.
Now I'm going to Krishna.
Aš einu pas Krishna.
I want to always think of him.
Noriu tik tai apie jį galvoti.
I always want to talk about him.
Ir šnekėti apie jį.
I always want to hear about him.
Ir klausyti apie jį.
I always want to remember him.
Ir prisiminti tik tai jį.
I always want to serve him.
Tarnauti jam.
I always want to associate with his devotees.
Noriu bendrauti su jo atsidavusiais.
I always want to be in his temple or in his holy dham.
Visą laiką noriu būti jo šventykloje arba šventoje vietoje.
Or out in the world spreading his glories to every town and village.
Arba keliaut po kiekvieną kaimą ir miestą ir skleisti jo šlovę.
From now on I have one business and one business only.
Ir nuo šiol aš turiu tik tai vieną reikalą.
To be Krishna conscious and to share Krishna consciousness.
Būti Krishna sąmoningu ir dalintis Krishna sąmoningu.
In this way the devotee becomes addicted.
Tokiu būdu atsidavęs tampa priklausomas.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna becomes addictive.
Jisai tampa priklausomas nuo Krishnas.
Why?
Kodėl?
Because Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure.
Todėl, kad Krishna yra visų malonumų šaltinis.
Any happiness that you would like to derive anywhere in the three worlds,
bet kokia laimė visose trijose pasauliuose, kurie norėtumėt gauti,
or beyond the three worlds. You can get every bit of it in these two syllables.
Visą tą laimę jūs galite rasti šiuose dviejose skiemenyse.
Krishna. There's unlimited nectar.
Ir šiuose skiemenyse yra neribotas.
You can't measure how much nectar there is.
Nėra net kaip išmatuoti.
It's unlimited.
Nes tai neišmatuojama.
Millions and billions of gallons of nectar.
Tai yra galonai, litrai, tonos nektaro.
Simply in those two syllables, Krishna. So we have to train ourselves.
Taigi reikia save išmokinti.
Because our minds at the present moment are rascals.
Nes protas dabar mūsų yra niekšas.
We're addicted to all kinds of sense gratificatory activities.
Mes esam prisirišę prie pačių įvairiausių būdų tenkinti jusles.
Which rob us of our Krishna consciousness.
O būtent tai mus ir apvogia, pavogia mūsų Krishna sąmonę.
As soon as you take to serving your senses,
kai tik imame tarnauti savo juslėm,
Krishna becomes forgotten.
Iškart pamirštame Krishna.
You think, well, Krishna is not very important. My sense gratification is important.
Mes galvojam, Krishna netoks svarbus. Mano juslinis pasitenkinimas štai kas svarbu.
But where does Indriya Seva serving your senses get you?
Bet kur šita Indriya Seva tarnystė savo juslėm mūsų nugabens?
You've been serving your senses for millions of lifetimes.
Jūs jau milijonus metų tarnaujat savo juslėm.
And what does it do besides giving you one material body after another material body after another material body?
Ir ką jums tai davė daugiau apart vieno kūno paskui kitą?
And in each body you have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease.
Ir negana to, kiekvienam kūne jums tenka kęsti gimimą, mirtį, ligą ir senatvės.
So you think it's a very intelligent thing to go on serving the senses?
Taigi galvoja, čia taip išmintinga tarnauti savo juslėm.
It's the most stupid thing you could ever do.
It's
like taking a gun and shooting yourself in the foot. Sense gratification. Some sense gratification is necessary. Whatever you need to stay healthy, that's all. But if you go beyond that, you're just cutting your own throat.
Bet viskas, kas yra anapus to, tai tas pas, kas pjauti savo gerklę.
If you go beyond that, you're killing your own Krishna consciousness.
Jeigu jūs einate toliau tos ribos, jūs žudėte savo Krishna sąmonę.
So don't kill your Krishna consciousness.
Taigi nežudykit savo Krishna sąmonės.
Take whatever sense gratification is necessary.
Paimkite tiek jūs nepasitenkinimo, kiek jums reikia.
And put your balance energy into awakening your Krishna consciousness.
Ir visą likusią energiją skirkite savo Krishna sąmonės kultivavimui.
One has to be sober.
Žmogus turi būti labai rimtas.
One has to be serious.
Turi būti rimtai nusiteikęs.
If you want to go to the higher levels of ecstasy, you have to be sober and serious.
Jeigu norite siekti aukščiausių ekstazės lygmenų, turite susiimti.
If you just want to be hee ha ho ho hee 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 hee, you won't get very high in Krishna consciousness.
Oh, jeigu norite išlikti toksai nerimtas, jūs nepasieksite Krishna sąmonės aukštumų.
You have to be very serious about becoming a pure devotee.
Jūs turite labai surimtėti, jeigu norite tapti tyrę sidavusį.
You have to be very serious about becoming a paramahamsa.
Reikia labai rimtai siekti tapti paramahamsa.
A paramahamsa means all the dirt of it cleansed from the heart.
Paramahamsa, tai reiškia, kad visas purvas iš širdies jau išvalytas.
Tat padadvina nirmulam. All the dirt is cleaned out of the heart.
Visas nešvara iš širdies išnešta.
Sarva padiva nirmuktam. All giving up all material designations.
Išmesti visi materialus įvardymai.
I talked to one lady, she said that actually, since I'm a woman, I should join the Lakshmi Sampradaya, not the Brahma Sampradaya.
Ne man sakė, todėl kad aš esu moteris, dėl to man verčiau prisijungti prie Lakshmi Sampradajos.
You see, that's not self-realization.
Bet tai nėra savirealizacija.
I wouldn't want to join a Sampradaya that has a male at the head.
aš nenoriu tokią sampradają prisijungti, kurios...
I must join the sampradaya with a female at the head, you see. She was thinking. But I explained to her, actually, you're neither male nor female. This is just different dress, this coverings you're wearing, that's all.
Bet mes nesame nei vyrai, nei moteris, tai tiesiog skirtingi mūsų rūbai.
I told her, in your previous lifetime, you were a man.
Praeitą gyvenimą tu buvai vyras.
And you're meditating on some woman when you left your body.
Ir palikdamas kūną, galvojai apie moterį.
So now you got a female body.
Todėl dabar turi moteris kūną.
The thing is, we've been men, we've been women thousands and millions of times going back and forth, male, female, male, switching back and forth. All of us, you see. We've all been switching genders millions and billions of times. So this male, female gender, that's not us. I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, you see. Acts of position is jivaras of rupahoi krishnara nishadat. The constitutional position of the living entity is he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So we have to bring ourselves back to that actual nature.
Ir mes turime sugrįžti į savo tikrąją prigimtį.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam class this morning, we read in the verse, the Bhagavatam says the transcendental living entity.
Šį ryt Bhagavatam paskaitoj mes skaitėm kaip transcendentinė gyvoji būtybė.
So, you are a living entity, aren't you?
Taigi jūs esat gyva būtybė, taip?
You're not a non-entity, are you?
Ar jūs nesate gyva būtybė?
If you can hear what I'm saying, that means you're a living entity.
Jeigu jūs galit girdėt, ką sakau, vadinasi, esat gyvi.
And Bhagavatam says every single living entity is transcendental.
Bhagavatam sako, kad kiekviena gyva būtybė yra transcendentinė.
But at the present moment, we are not situated in our transcendental consciousness.
Bet šią akimirką mes nesame įsitvirtinę savo pirminėje sąmonėje.
We are caught up in some mundane conception of ourselves.
Mes esam pagauti, kas tokia materialistiškoje savi koncepcija.
I'm American.
Esu amerikietis.
I'm Lithuanian.
Lietuvis.
I'm Russian.
Esu
etc. You see, I'm white. I'm black.
Tamsiodis ar baltodis.
I'm young. I'm old.
Senas ar jaunas.
They are called upadis. These material designations that we cling to, they are our enemy. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Sarvapati Banir Muktam, kick out all these material designations from your consciousness. Kick out all these material designations from your consciousness. Become liberated. There's nothing to stop you from becoming liberated except from your own stupidity.
Niekas kitas nesustabdys nuo išsivadavimo, tik jūsų kvailumas.
You can be liberated so.
Jūs galite būti išsivadavusios.
All you have to do is engage your body, your mind, and your words in Krishna's service.
Viskas, ką reikia padaryti, tiesiog užimti savo kūną.
Fully absorb them in Krishna's service. Fully absorb them in Krishna's service 24 hours a day. With training, it's not difficult. In this movement, the Hare Krishna movement, we train you, whether you're a brahmachari living in the temple or a householder living at home, we train you how to absorb yourself 24/7 in Krishna consciousness.
Šitame judėjime mes apmokam žmonės, ar vienuolis, ar gyvenančius šeimoje, kaip būti 24 valandas per parą pasinėrus į Krishna.
If you will take our training seriously,
jeigu jūs tą mokymą rimtai priimsit,
you will become a liberated soul. That's a fact.
Jūs tapsite išsivadavusią sielą, ir tai faktas.
You will become situated beyond the modes of material nature.
Jūs įsitvirsite anapus materialių gamtos gundų.
You will be situated on the transcendental platform.
Į transcendentinę platformą.
And the time of death will not be scary. The time of death will be, wow. It's like the end of the meal, though, here comes the ice cream and cake. It's the dessert at the end of the meal, you see. For a devotee, Your life is the meal and death is the dessert.
Atsidavusiai, gyvenimas tai feastas, o mirtis
the sweet rice and the halava.
Tai saldus ryžiai ir halava.
Death is not fearful for someone who is absorbing Krishna consciousness.
Tam, kuris panyrės į Krishna sąmonę, mirtis yra absoliučiai nebaisi.
One of my god brothers, he recently died in Vrindavan.
Mano dievo brolis neseniai paliko kūną Vrindavane.
And he was feeling sorry for us who were still here.
Ir jam buvo labai gaila, kad mes čia liekam.
He was thinking, I'm the lucky one, I'm going back to be with Krishna now, and you're stuck here in this material world.
Galvoju, aš toks sėkmingas, aš iškeliauju pas Krishna.
You poor devotees, you're stuck here, and I get to go back to God. You see? So if you practice Krishna consciousness, if you will chant Hare Krishna mantra, you give up sinful activities, you place yourself under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, as a disciple, then the most wonderful transformation will take place in your life. You will enter into that dimension which is situated far, far, far beyond the realm of time and space. Time and space for you will just be something that's out there in the material dimension. You will enter into timelessness,
nes jūs pateksite į amžinybę,
where there's no birth,
kur nėra gimimo,
no death,
nėra mirties,
no old age,
ir senatvės,
and no disease.
Ir jokių ligų.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Taigi dabar aš noriu paklausti.
Sankirtan das?
Tai klausimų. Mano klausimas yra čia. Tekste komentarė Šila Prabhupada sako, kad žmogus kartuojantis Hare Krishna mantra, jisai susilaukia daug sunkumų, daug kliūčių, tačiau jas visas įveikdamas jis turi nesiliauti kartuojas. Mano klausimas yra, kas čia per tos kliūtis ir kam jis reikalingas. Srila Prabhupada in the commentary said that one who is chanting Hare Krishna will have many struggles, but he should continue to chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes.
So my question, what does it mean, the struggles, and why it is coming?
Yes. Actually, I just got a letter from one of my readers in my e-course. And he said, something's going wrong. He says, now I hate chanting Hare Krishna.
Ir jis sako, kažkas čia man atsitiko negerai, kad aš nebemėgstu kartoti Hare Krishna.
He wanted to know how to come out of this horrible state where I hate chanting.
Jis norėjo paklausti, kaip čia man dabar ištrūkti iš tokios padėties, kad aš...
It's so bad, I feel like throwing my beads away.
Toks jausmas, kad noriu džiapas karolius mest lauk.
I explained to him, you're just going through a cleansing period right now. If you will keep chanting, then you will pass through this cleansing period and the holy name will become unlimitedly sweet. So, because of our previous sinful activities, we do have a lot of dirt in our heart.
Mūsų širdyje yra labai daug purvo.
And sometimes because of that dirt, we experience obstacles in our chanting.
Ir kartais dėl to purvo mes patiriam įvairias kliūtis savo kartojimui.
So when that happens, you just got to keep chanting and break through the obstacle.
Ir kai tai nutinka, mes turim tęsti kartoti ir prasiveržti pro tuos sunkumus.
Just like there was that one song called Break On Through to the Other Side. So you got to break, take the mantra and break through all those impediments. On the other side is the land of eternity, knowledge and bliss. This side is the land of temporality, ignorance and misery. So break on through to the other side.
Veržkis
į kitą pusę. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas?
Ja.
Protas iš tikrųjų, kiek turi daug įdomių užsiėmimų. Ir pasakykit, ką daryti neofitui, kaip priversti protą visą laiką kartoti Hare Krishna, nuo ko tai priklauso, kad visą laiką galėtum kartoti Hare Krishna?
Mūsų protas toksai nenorama.
Ne, turi labai daug užsiėmimų. Daug užsiėmimų
turi. Ir kaip jį priversti kartoti Hare Krishna?
Our mind is so much engaged in so many activities, so how we can force you always chant Hare Krishna?
So the question is, if I'm doing this and that, how can I always chant? Well, the thing is, chant as much as possible. Just like when you're taking your shower, you can chant Hare Krishna. Or you're riding the bus, you can chant Hare Krishna. The idea is just, if you can't chant 24 hours a day, then just chant a little bit more than you're chanting now. Increase it a little bit.
Jeigu negalima kartoti 24 valandas per parą, tai reikia kartoti bent truputį daugiau, negu dabar dar, ir po truputį didinti.
Actually, Prabhupada said this.
Iš tikrųjų, Šila Prabhupada pasakė.
He said, when you... he said, everything is kirtan.
Jis sako, kad viskas yra kirtan.
In other words, everything is chanting.
If you take
prasadam, that's chanting Hare Krishna. That's chanting Hare Krishna. If you're offering an arti, that's chanting Hare Krishna. Any type of devotional service, if you're hearing a lecture, that's chanting Hare Krishna.
The same.
Kirtan is chanting Hare Krishna. If you're working to earn money, you get to give a donation to the temple, that's also considered to be chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said everything is kirtan except for sleep. And that is waste. So the idea is either chant on your lips or chant by engaging your body in devotional service, that's also as good as chanting Hare Krishna. Come to the temple, go out on Harinam Sankirtan, go out on book distribution, do some cleaning service, stay engaged in devotional service all the time. If you're at home, then play some kirtans or some lectures. Spend your time reading. Any devotional activity is not different from chanting Hare Krishna. But you will find great benefit if you add extra actual chanting to your day, I guarantee you. Just like here I am sitting in the temple room, I can just go, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I made some spiritual advance by doing that. So any time you would like to make a little spiritual advancement, just say the Hare Krishna mantra one time. And if you'd like to make a little more spiritual advancement, say it again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The point is, don't let your mind space out. Keep your mind always in Krishna consciousness. That's the point. You see, the thing is, our mind has been running wild for so many lifetimes, it doesn't want to be brought under control. So you have to just coax your mind like Govinda Das advises in his bhajan.
Taigi, reikia pasinaudoti Govinda Daso patarimais.
Bajahure mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindade. My dear mind,
brangus proteli,
please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj.
Būk geras, užsiimk atsidėjimo tarnystę dieviškiam Nanda Maharajo sūnui.
So just keep bringing that mind and bringing it back to Krishna consciousness every minute throughout the day. Whether it's reading, whether it's hearing, whether it's honoring Sampashadam, whether it's offering an arti, always keep bringing your mind back to Krishna.
Ar tai būtų skaitimas, paskaitų klausimas, ar prasado gerbimas, visą laiką savo protą grąžinkite prie Krišnos.
And vibrate the mantra wherever you can, as much as possible during the day.
Ir kiek įmanoma daugiau dienos bėgę vibruokite mantrą.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You'll feel really good, I guarantee you. You'll feel blissful.
Ir garantuoju,
you go, wow, this is so sweet. Okay, next question.
Kitas klausimas.
You want to add some points to them? In the next question? Yeah?
Tekste dabar nuskambėjo, kad reikia Krišnos sąmonę pratimą atsiduoti Dievui nuo pat gyvenimo pradžios. Mes, kaip pasakyti, visi ateinam skirtingų laikų. Arba pradedam praktikuoti skirtingų laikų kažkas, va, vyresnio amžiaus, taip, kažkas, va, sakykite, galima susigražinti tą prarastą laiką.
It is mentioned that it is the best to start to practice from the beginning of our life. But we are starting to practice from, not from the beginning. So how we can cover this lack of time?
By how you can cover the lack of time of getting a late start. By being as intense as possible.
Paprastai, tiesiog būnant tokiais intensyviais savo praktikoje, kaip tik yra įmanoma.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Everyone satisfied now?
Visi patenkinti, jokių klausimų?
All questions are now answered.
Visi klausimai atsakyti.
Everyone is ready to intensely pursue the path of the Paramahamsas.
Visi pasiruošę intensyviai nerti į Paramahamsas kelią.
Cultivate pure bhakti seriously, yeah.
In Russian, okay. Насколько необходим духовный учитель в жизни?
Kiek yra reikalingas dvasios mokslas? Kokia svarba turi dvasios mokslas kelyti?
What is the importance of spiritual master in spiritual way?
What is the importance of the spiritual master in spiritual life? Yeah. According to the Mundaka Upanishad.
Pagal Mundaka Upanishad.
Tad-viganārtam sagurum eva-bhigat-shat. If you study Sanskrit, you'll see there are different verbal endings.
Jeigu studijuojat Sanskritą, matysite, kad yra skirtingos galūnės.
Just like gacchati means he goes.
Gacchati reiškia jisai eina.
Gacchanti with an N in there means they go. And gacchat means must go. So this form of the verb is called vidhilin form of the verb. When it is compulsory. So note in this shloka of the Mundaka Upanishad how the vidhilin form of to go has been given.
Taigi šitas posmas Mundaka Upanishadoje turi šitą liepiamąją nuoseką.
Tad gurum eva bigat chat. That's the virilin form of to go.
Liepiamoji.
Means must go.
Tai reiškia privalo eiti.
If you want to learn that transcendental science, Mundaka Upanishad orders you that you absolutely must go to a spiritual master.
Jeigu tu nori išmokti dvasinį mokslą, Mundaka Upanishadas sako, kad tu absoliučiai privalai kreiptis į dvasinį mokslą.
And it's also confirmed in the Adi Purana.
Taip pat tą pat patvirtina Adi Purana.
Lord Krishna is here speaking to his beloved disciple Arjuna.
Kurioje Krishna kalba savo mylimam mokiniui Arjunai.
He says, Yeme bhakta jana parta. Name bhaktas tate danaha. Mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas te me bhakta tama mata. He says, my dear Arjun,
mano brangus Arjuna,
the one who is my devotee,
tas kuris yra mano atsidavęs,
yeme bhakta jana parta. Na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee.
Jis nėra mano atsidavęs.
But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Bet tas kuris yra mano atsidavęs, atsidavęs.
So, if you want to be a devotee of if you want to be a devotee of Krishna, but you don't want to be a devotee of the devotee of Krishna, Krishna says, I don't know you. You're not one of my devotees. I tried it for a while. I was living in the temple as a guest. And the devotees were trying to convince me that I should surrender and become a disciple of
Prabhupada.
I was thinking, no, I'll just be a devotee of Krishna. I don't need to be a disciple of Prabhupada. But then one day the devotees showed me one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidi pranipatena paripashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnananas tatvadarshinah. You want to be a devotee of Krishna?
Jeigu nori būti,
that means you follow Krishna's instructions.
Atsidavęs, reiškia, tu turi sekti Krishna.
Krishna orders you. Krishna orders you to approach the spiritual master.
Krishna sako, tu turi eiti pas dvasinį mokytoją.
To surrender your life in service to him.
Ir paaukoti savo gyvenimą tarnystėje.
And become his student.
Tapti jo mokiniu.
By inquiring from him.
Klausinėdamas jo.
So, Krishna says, Mundaka Upanishad says, Adi Purana says, everywhere it's reconfirmed, you have to have a spiritual master.
Taigi, visur Krishna šventrašį patvirtina, ten reikia dvasinio mokyto.
Otherwise, you just like that song, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land. Or he's the nowhere man, otherwise. You have to have a spiritual master. And Prabhupada gives a very, very graphic example. How many of you have been to Vrindavan?
Let's see a show of hands.
You've seen. Okay, good. So, in Vrindavan we see some pitiful little creatures. They're called street dogs. Some of them are so bad, they don't have any hair on their body and they have wounds all over their body. It's horrible. So they are dogs without a master. That Sanskrit is Anatta.
Anatta.
It's like Jagannatha, Lord of the universe. Natta is Lord.
Natta reiškia viešpats.
So Anatta means without a master.
Anatta reiškia.
And sanata means with a master. So there's two kinds of dogs, anata and sanata. How many of you have been to Juhu Beach in India? Juhu Beach, where Papa took his morning walks. Only two of us, and of course Mataji's been to. No, three. Four of us, okay. Now on Juhu Beach, all the movie stars and the big, that's where all the rich people live. And they follow the Western culture, many of them. So many of them have dogs. The dog lives in a high-rise penthouse apartment with all the luxuries of wealthy life. He's pampered like anything. So those dogs, they come out on the walk with their master. And they're big, stout and strong, jolly dogs. So the dog who doesn't have a master, he's a pitiful little creature. Lean and thin. And the dog who has a master, he's stout and strong, you see. So Prabhupada uses this as an example. If you don't have a guru, you're like a street dog. Lean and thin, street dog. If you have a guru, you're stout and strong, spiritually powerful, you see. Devotees who have guru and who are following their guru strictly, you see, they become very powerful Vaishnavas.
Kurie turi guru ir jo griežtai seka, jie tampa labai galingais vaišnavais.
So do you want to be weak like a street dog?
Taigi, jeigu nori tapti silpnas kaip gatvės.
Or do you want to become a powerful Vaishnava, you see?
Ar nori tapti galingu vaišnava?
By taking shelter of a guru, you get bhakti shakti from your guru maharaj.
Dvasinį mokytojo prieglobstį, tu įgysi bhakti shakti.
And this saying to have a guru is a universal principle, not only the scriptures. But it's an universal principle. Even if you want a material education, you have to go to a professor or go to school where the teacher is going to teach. So to just to get the temporary paper within this lifetime, so how much we can think about the spiritual life if there is no education?
Translation.
Tai yra toks universalus visatos principas, kad bet kokiu atveju, net įgydami materialų mokslą, mes einame pas mokytojus ir mokyklo universitete, tam, kad gaut prastą popierių, mes tiek daug mokomės pas savo mokytojus. Tai ką kalbėti apie tai, kad mes norime gauti dvasinį mokslą apie mokytoją, tai nėra net kalbos apie tai.
Very good point my wife is making. You want to be expert in anything? You take a spiritual master, a teacher.
Mano žmona labai gerai pažymėjo, bet kokioje srityje norint tapti ekspertu, reikia mokyti.
You want to play a good guitar? Want to play a guitar really well? Get a guitar teacher.
Jeigu norite labai gerai išmokti groti gitarą, jums reikia gitaros mokyti.
Just like our Rajkishore, he plays very nice madanga.
Pavyzdžiui, mūsų Rajkishore labai gražiai groja madanga.
He took training from some expert madanga players in ISKCON, you see.
Todėl, kad jisai priėmė pamokymus iš savo mokytojų.
So in this way, you see. Madanga guru. If you want to play good madanga, you find a madanga guru who can teach you how to play very good madanga. So anything you want to become good at, you find a guru who can teach you. So if you want to become a paramahamsa, you want to become a pure devotee, then you have to find a guru who can teach you pure bhakti. How to conquer all the material desires and become purely situated in bhakti 24 hours a day. You need a guru who can teach you how to do them. Next question.
Man kino toksai klausimukas dėl pareigos. Krišna Bhagavad Gita sako, kad geriau atlikti netobulai savo pareigą, negu tobulai kitų pareigą. Bet toksai prieštaravimas, ta prasme, jeigu aš kažkokį darbą sugebu geriau atlikti, negu tai, ką darau pastoviai, kodėl to neatlikti, tiesiog kodėl to nedarėtų atlikinėti.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita said that it's better to do your own duty, but not very good, than to do not your duty, even you do it good. But I'm not proper understand, if I know how to do something, but why I should not do it?
For example, let's say I'm some devotee, a married devotee.
Pavyzdžiui, koks nors susituokęs atsakymas.
Sometimes in marriage there's a little conflict between the husband and wife.
Kartais natūralu santuokoje būna kažkoks konfliktas tarp vyro ir žmonos.
Any of our married couples ever experienced that?
Ar kada nors esate tai patyrę?
Sometimes a little conflict between husband and wife.
Tarp vyro ir žmonos kartais įvyksta mažai konfliktai.
It happens to householders. There's a little conflict sometimes between husband and wife.
Kartais tarp šeimos žmonių tai nutinka.
So some brahmachari, he thinks, well, just see, this householder is arguing with his wife.
Koks nors brahmačiaris vienuolis gali pagalvoti, pažiūrėk, šitas vyras su žmona ginčiasi.
I will preach to his wife.
Aš jo žmonai papamokslau.
And I won't argue with him.
Nesiginčiusiuose.
You see it? See the point? The brahmachari, if he does that, it's no good, it won't work.
Jeigu brahmačiaris tai darys, tai neveiks.
Even if he thinks he can advise that woman better than the husband can, it's not his position, and it will create great havoc if he steps in and tries to take the role of the husband. So the grihastha, it's his duty to counsel his wife, not some brahmachari's duty.
Even another
husband wants to counsel some other grihastha's wife, that also will not work. Yeah, I've seen such things actually break marriages in this country. Breaks the marriage. So one should stick to one's duty, you see. Sometimes you're not perfect in your duty and somebody else thinks they can do it perfectly. No, they should not step in and take over your duty. Even if you're having a little trouble sometimes in your duty, you have to learn how to do your duty perfectly.
Ir jeigu jūs atliekate savo pareigą su tam tikrais trūkumais, niekas neturi atimti iš jūsų jos ir padaryti už jūs. Jūs turite išmokti pats, kaip tai padaryti.
Norėjau paklausti, kad duotų kelias patarimus, kaip išsirinkti dvasinį mokytą, nes esu girdėjęs tiek iš atsidavusi, tiek skaitęs, bet gal dvasinis mokytas galėtų pasakyti iš savęs, kad nors kaip mes turėtume išsirinkti tą dvasinį mokytą.
Maybe you can give some advices how we can choose our spiritual master.
It was so easy in the old days. We had no choice, it was just Prabhupada. But now, well, there's about 100 gurus now in ISKCON. Has anybody kept counting? Maybe 108 gurus, I don't know. There's so many gurus, and they're all wonderful. And they make your head spin around. You go to the Baltic Festival, and you go, wow, there's this one, and they're all powerful, they're potent, they're charismatic, they're blissful, they're merciful. You just go, wow. So how do you pick out which one you want to take shelter in? I've answered that question maybe in 20 different ways over the years. It's a very common question. One thing is you can pray to Krishna. My dear Lord, in ISKCON I see there's so many wonderful, powerful, enlightened, ecstatic, attractive spiritual masters. I can't choose. You, my dear Lord, please guide me on who I should surrender to. You can ask Krishna to help you. My dear Lord, I cannot decide. It's impossible. So you please bless me. You give me some sign or some indication somehow or other who I should take as my spiritual master. You please help me, my Lord Krishna.
Krishna is already guiding.
Huh? It's sometimes funny because the other day somebody wrote me. They said, you know, I really want to surrender to Guru. How do I reach one? They wrote me, how do I reach a Guru? I said, you already did. So it's a very interesting question. There's so many different ways to deal with it. You could pray to Krishna. You could also see. You could also hear from as many possible. Hear and associate with as many gurus as possible. And see which one turns you on the most. From which one do you get a stronger zap of Krishna of Bhakti Shakti? Who gives you the greatest upliftment? That's another way of doing it. Who turns man like Krishna consciousness more than anybody else, you see? Who stimulates the feelings of love of Krishna within my heart? There's many ways you can do, you see. But you shouldn't base it on, well, they have to be, what is your, are you Russian, Lithuanian, what are you?
Are you Lithuanian?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Lithuanian? You shouldn't think, well, they have to, it has to be Lithuanian guru. Not like that. Some devotees do that. They base it on the body. Well, I'm from Gujarat, so my guru has to be a Gujarati. You see? That is wrong, you see. That's a material conception. You can't base it on the body. Well, I'm white, so I have to have a white guru. Or I'm black, I have to have a black guru. I mean, don't base it on the body.
Huh? I'm a Russian-speaking, so I have a Russian guru.
I have to have a Russian-speaking guru, yeah.
Oh, aš moku rusiškai, tai man irgi reikia mokti, kuris rusiškai
moku. You base it on who gives you this, who inspires you the most to totally dedicate your life to Srila Prabhupada.
Turite pasirinkti tą mokytį, kuris jūs labiausiai įkvepia visiškai atiduoti savo gyvenimą Šilos Prabhupados misijai.
Go to as many different lectures as you can, hear as many different tapes, do everything you can to expose yourself to as many gurus as possible, and then pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, please help me figure out which one has given me the most, the strongest connection with you.
Kiek įmanoma daugiau, klausykite įvairių skirtingų mokytojų ir taip pat melskite Krishnas, kuris padės jums.
I hope that helps. I wish you good luck on your quest. May you find your guru.
Surask savo guru.
Okay, next. Yeah.
Toks ne visai transcendentiškas klausimas, šitokia vaga, būsimai. Ar gali būti demoniškas atsidavęs?
Can devotee be a demoniac nature? Can a devotee be demoniac nature?
Can a devotee have a demoniac nature? No, then he's not a devotee.
Yeah.
The demon.
It's not a devotee, it's demons.
Somebody has a demoniac nature, they're a demon, they're not a devotee.
Jeigu kažkas turi tokią prigimtį, tai jisai demonas ir neatsidavęs.
Devotee has a divine nature.
Nes atsidavęs, jie turi
demoniac nature. Not a demoniac nature.
Ne demoniška.
He may dress as a devotee. With tilak on the nose. Kanti mala on the neck. But if he has a demoniac mentality, he's a demon, he's not a devotee. So don't be a demon. You be a devotee. Next.
Mokytojas Rygoje vesdamas paskaitą paminėjo, kad Harinamai yra antroje vietoje po knygų platinimo. Mokytojas klausimas, kurioje vietoje yra prasadų platinimas?
In the class, in the Riga, you mentioned that Harinam is second after book distribution. And my question is, in which place is prasadam distribution?
So, in the order of importance, what's more important? Book distribution, Harinams, and Prasadam distribution, how do they rank? It depends on your service. If your service is Prasadam distribution, then that's number one. I will give you an example. Many years ago, my service was Prasadam distribution. And there was at the same time, there was a big push to get every single devotee out on book distribution. So my temple president didn't know what to do. Should he continue to send Sankarshan Das Brahmachari out on Prasadam distribution, or should he send Sankarshan Das Brahmachari out on book distribution? He was a little confused what to do. So he wrote Prabhupada a letter and asked him what to do. Prabhupada said, keep the prasadam distribution program going. Because if you keep feeding those students prasadam, they will become devotees. And we made many devotees on that prasadam distribution program. And they all became book distributors. And they distributed tons of books. So just by distributing prasadam, I was distributing tons of books. You see? So actually, how you can just make a difference between book distribution and prasadam distribution? How you can make a distinction? If by distributing prasadam, I can make 20 book distributors, then that prasadam distribution is big time book distribution. You follow whatever instruction your spiritual master, your temple authority gives you, and you're doing the most important service. Next question. Yeah.
Isn't it Prabhupada also said the most important thing is one should develop the love of God?
Very good point. I'll never forget that Sunday in 1975 at a Sunday feast in Atlanta, Georgia. There was a very wonderful, powerful preacher who was giving the Sunday feast lecture. His name was His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And one book distributor came back from the road. He had his whole van full of brahmacharis. He came back from the road. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? He was just waiting to hear book distribution. He was going, yeah. So everybody was, there's a hushed silence there in the room of 300 devotees are waiting to see how Prabhupada is going to answer that one. And Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So the real bottom line is the very most important thing, more important than book distribution, more important than Harinam, more important than prasadam distribution, if you can develop your love for Krishna, that's the most important thing. So whatever service your guru and your authorities give you, do that in such a way that you will awaken the feelings of love for Krishna within your heart. Otherwise, what kind of service are you doing? If you're not cultivating love of God by your service, what kind of service are you doing? Can you tell me? I'll tell you right now. Rajasic service. And what happens to Rajasic service in due course of time? It degenerates into tamasic service. So you have to have that sattvic edge no matter what kind of service you're doing. You have to have that sattvic edge of I'm trying to awaken love of Krishna. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakankshati Samaksraveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Padam. One who is thus transcendentally situated becomes fully joyful. He doesn't hanker for anything, he doesn't lament about anything. He's equally disposed towards all living entities. And what is the result of coming to that platform? mad bhaktim labhate param. From that stage, she attains pure love of God for me. So if you can't come to pure bhakti immediately, which we can't really do yet, then try to come to the Brahma-Bhuta stage of being solidly fixed in the mode of goodness. That doesn't mean you can't be passionate. You should be passionate. Otherwise you'll be sleeping all day. But you gotta blend your passion with sattvic consciousness. Meditative consciousness, you see.
Bet atlikite savo tarnystę meditatyvioje sattvagunos sąmonėje.
Rajagun is the active mode.
Rajagun yra aktyvioji būna.
Tamagun is the sleeping mode.
Tamagun yra miegojimo būna.
And sattvagun is the meditative mode.
O sattvagun yra meditatyvi būna.
So be passionate.
Taigi,
but do it in a meditative way.
Bet darykite tai su meditacija.
That's why Prabhupada says as much as possible chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because that puts you in the meditative mood, you see. Any other questions? Okay. One last question? No? No? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to stop here. And
One question.
One more question? All right. This is the last question.
Thank you. Ar gali demonai atraukti visam gyvenimui nuo Krishna žmogų atsidavusiu? Ar iliuzija gali tai papakinti? Galbūt kvailas klausimas, bet aš asmeniškai labai bijau pamiršti Krishna.
I'm very afraid to forget Krishna, and my question, is it possible that Maya will grab someone away from Krishna?
Only if you want to be grabbed. If you would like Maya to grab you, she will grab you. If you don't want her to grab you, she won't. It's like one disciple, he complained of his spiritual mastery. He said, Guru Maharaj, Maya won't let go of me. She won't let go of me.
Guru Maharaj, Maya manęs nepaleidžia.
So the spiritual master got up. He walked over to a tree. And he put his arms very tightly around the tree and he said, let go of me, let go of me, let go of me. So, don't you worry about Maya grabbing you. You just make sure that you don't grab Maya. Jai, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Jai.